Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So why don't you show me what you plan to do about them? I don't think so.
Mortal Kombat!
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. Obviously, enough of you liked the first episode to come back, because we're on episode number two. I'm your host, Ricky Piven, and my co-host...
Shane Reich.
What's going on, guys? A lot of you listened to the first episode, which is great, so we're going to keep doing this.
We appreciate it, yeah.
It's fucking awesome. So, this week, we decided to watch another movie from our childhood, the early 90s, and... So for all the beards, lady beards, and non-beards out there, Shane, what did we watch?
We watched 1995's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
In this action-adventure epic, three unknowing martial artists are summoned to a mysterious island to compete in a tournament whose outcome will decide the fate of the world.
Yeah. Fucking fate of horse shit.
Yeah, pretty much you got a bunch of people that need to kick the asses of a bunch of other people to make sure that our asses don't get kicked by their other people who aren't in the tournament.
There's a lot of asses being kicked.
Yeah, there's a lot of asses.
There's a lot of asses in the movie, too. Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous. Liu Kang, looks like he's wearing a thong half the movie. His
Everybody's
fucking pants are right up his ass.
Pants are way up. Like, they don't want anybody to see belly buttons in this movie because
it's like fucking
bad rating.
It's like I Dream a Genie. They couldn't show the belly button on the fucking genie, so they all have their fucking pants up to their tits.
Yeah, pretty much. We follow the three martial artists that are like the main characters of Johnny Cage from the video game, Sonya Blade, and Liu Kang, played by Lyndon Ashby, Bridget Wilson, and Robin Shu, respectively. Ooh. But you might recognize Sonya Blade as Veronica Vaughn.
Veronica Vaughn.
So hot, want to touch the honey. From Billy Madison. She was like super hot in the 90s, and then she went and married Pete Sampras, and then nobody ever saw her again.
No milk will ever be our milk. She's a fucking bitch.
She's something else. But she looks good in this movie. Anyway.
Right. She looks kind of fucking sexy. But the, I don't understand why Johnny Cage is a main character. He's dumb.
Yeah, Johnny Cage kind of sucks.
Like, his character's terrible in the video game. I never played him. I didn't like him. I don't like him in the movie.
Well, they just needed to fill, like, a stereotypical fighter figure. Yeah. You know, that's what the game was.
We could have essentially just followed Liu Kang.
It was like an archetype thing, though. They had the Bruce Lee archetype in Liu Kang, and then they had the movie Van Damme-style dude.
True, with Johnny Cage.
And then they had the tough bitch.
The tough bitch, Sonya, yeah.
You know, we had a tough bitch.
And then we had to have the Asian guide. Oh, no, wait, he's not Asian, because it's fucking Christopher Lambert as Raiden.
Christopher
Lambert, our friend Christopher Lambert, was Raiden.
Yeah, I always laughed about that when we were kids.
Yeah.
There may be only one.
Yeah, like...
I'm like, no, there's another one.
There's two, there's literally two Christopher Lamberts. Yeah. We know one.
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there, Chris.
Yeah, we name dropped it.
Here's a shout out to you. Dedicate this episode to you.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, in the games, Raiden is clearly Asian. He's wearing a rice paddy hat.
Yeah, and
he fights in the damn tournament. Yeah, he doesn't fight. He doesn't fucking do anything in this fucking movie.
So for those of you out there who are assholes or don't know anything about this, this movie is based on the game Mortal Kombat with a K. The game came out in 92 with the sequel, coming out in like 93-ish.
Yeah, something around there.
But, you know, every character that was in the game is portrayed somehow. Every character portrayed is from the first game.
Is portrayed in this movie.
Yeah, not necessarily all of them from the second
game. Except Reptile, because I don't think Reptile was in the first game, was he?
Yeah, he was in the first game, yeah. He was in, like, the secret stage.
Oh, he was the hidden character. Like, oh, he's the one you fight in the pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was trying to figure out who it was. If it was Smoke or Noob Saibot, but it's Reptile.
Yeah, he was the first one, yeah. The first one, there was Goro, Johnny Cage, Kano, Liu Kang, Raiden, Reptile, Scorpion, Shang Tsung, Sonya Blade, and Sub-Zero.
Nice.
Alphabetically.
Yes.
Sure, I categorize them alphabetically. So
the movie starts with a fucking dream sequence of Liu Kang seeing Shang Tsung kill his brother.
Yeah, he steals for no fucking reason. Yeah, yeah.
Like, why is that the person he's gonna go after? Like, Shang Tsung wants to fight Liu Kang in a tournament. So instead of Raiden pulling Liu Kang to go to the tournament anyway, because that was gonna happen no matter what.
Yeah, that was the
thing. We had to fucking see Shang Tsung kill his brother for no reason.
Yeah, the rules of Mortal Kombat, the tournament, is that the greatest warriors of the a generation from Earth fight the greatest warriors of Outworld.
Outworld, yeah.
So the rules are you need to have the greatest warriors, so they're going to get them there by any means necessary. Yeah. They fuck around with the whole, I killed your brother.
Yeah, you killed my brother.
To get him there.
You dirty rat, you killed my brother.
Then they go and see Johnny Cage when he's like all bummed out reading the tabloids that nobody thinks that he's a real fighter because he's like in these movies.
He's in the movies, so he must be fake.
Yeah, he must. Johnny Cage, fake. And it's in every newspaper in the world in English.
Yeah, in English. On the fucking front page. Although, all the other words are in a different language.
Yeah.
Just the Johnny Cage
just
is a
the
fake.
Johnny Cage is
a
fake in English, just so, you know, anybody who speaks English knows that.
So, right the fuck away at the beginning of the movie, we don't have anything from the video game, other than the character's name, Shang Tsung. His fucking superpowers that he has in his fight against Liu Kang's brother is the Shang Tsung bitch slap and skull face. And, like,
skull face
isn't in the game, and it's just him turning his face into a skull when Liu Kang wakes up from his dream. In a all green lit room, which they're like, okay, Liu Kang's Asian. What do we put in this room that makes him look Asian?
A bicycle!
A bicycle! Let's hang it from the wall!
I think there's like a couple of math books on the shelf.
Yeah, it's...
We're not racist. It's this movie. That's
right, yeah, we're not racist
we're not,
at all.
Yeah.
Like,
we're not stereotyping Asians.
So but it'll
any
happen.
Of our Asian listeners out there, we're sorry if you feel that way.
Yeah, but blame the movie. Because they stereotyped it the whole time.
But yeah, they all gotta get to this island to be in the tournament.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they ever... Do they refer to it as Mortal Kombat?
Yes. Shang Tsung calls it Mortal Kombat. Especially when he fucking has his O-face on the boat and the fucking Death Dealers from Harry Potter fucking coming down from the sky. He's like, Mortal Kombat has begun!
I know when he was pretending to be Johnny Cage's...
agent?
His agent? No, his trainer or whatever. The dude that had trained him. He was like... Hey, Johnny, you better get to the island for the tournament.
It's a tournament.
Anybody who's anybody is at
the tournament. And he fucking looked like a cross between George Lucas and Matt Groening from the fucking Simpsons.
Hell yeah.
And that's after we see the fucking fake Steven Spielberg in the movie, too.
Both of which have beards.
Yes.
We'll get to that part of the beard count, but that comes later.
And it's weird how the beginning of the movie, to show backstories... Liu Kang's got a segment, and then Johnny Cage's got a segment, and then Sonya's got a segment, and then they all meet. It's like a fucking chapter in a book.
Yeah.
And Sonya's segment, they're fucking hunting down Kano, an Australian dude with a fucking robot eye from Terminator.
Yeah, cyborg guy.
Cyborg guy. They find him in a club in Hong Kong that's playing metal, and everyone in there is white. It's in Hong Kong. Everyone
is American. The music is so loud.
It's so loud
that you can't hear gunshots go off when Sonya's
just walking
through, chasing after.
And the people who are in her way, she's fucking elbowing them and gunshotting them. Get out of my way. You're in my fucking way. And then, the gunshots, and nobody notices.
And Kano disappears into the floor.
Yeah, there's no door to get out of that office. You have to go through the floor or through the window to get into that office.
That's where she says, for the first time, her most often said line in this movie. Where's Kano? Where's Kano?
Yeah, the whole movie. Where's Kano? Do you know where Kano is?
Have you
Where's
seen Kano?
I gotta find Kano.
Hey, I'm looking for Kano.
Hey, anybody around here seen Kano?
That's like her thing. That she says that line almost as much as Shang Tsung says, your soul is mine.
Yeah.
Your brother's soul is mine.
Yeah.
Your mom's soul is mine. Everyone's soul. Is mine. I want your soul.
Yeah, it's fucking
his
ridiculous.
His eyebrows get all crazy, but the rest of his face doesn't move.
Yeah, his eyebrows are the only form of expression.
Yeah. And they are quite expressive.
So after we see these little fucking intros to each character, we have the dragon death boat that brings you over the river sticks to hell.
Yeah, the like, boat of doom. Like, nobody in their right mind would get on this damn boat.
This boat, it's a dragon, and all of the sails are tattered and not usable. So how is this boat moving? And it fucking pulls up.
Magic boat.
And they lay down a drawbridge. And it clearly gets sound effects from some fucking King Arthur type movie where the drawbridge is being lowered by chains, but this thing's just kind of fucking slowly going across to get to the ground.
It looks like when I used to work at a grocery store, we put this like weird ramp thing in the back of a truck.
Unload a truck,
slide
all
the boxes. It's like a conveyor, the same conveyor thing.
And they're all like, fuck yeah, let's get on this boat. Let's. There's nothing weird about this boat. And Johnny Cage gets racist and assumes that Liu Kang is a fucking...
Is the bag boy.
He's like, hey, put this shit on the boat for him. He gives him some money. Liu Kang takes the money, throws the shit in the water.
Yeah, like a dick.
Like an asshole.
But yeah, they end up on the boat, and then that's where they find out. That's where they meet some of the people that they're going to be facing in the tournament.
Yeah, they meet Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
And that's where Lord Raiden reveals his...
His electric powers.
Yeah, his color-coded
his
powers.
His color-coded powers. Scorpion gets hit with an orangish yellow lightning, and Sub-Zero gets hit with a blue one. That way, when it comes down the stairs, because he shoots it from the top of the boat, it comes down the stairs, it goes to the right ninja, and then it comes together and turns into Raiden.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing, Shang Tsung? Nobody's supposed to fight yet. It's not the tournament yet.
Yeah, they see, like, the supernatural powers, too, first. Isn't that where they first see the, like, weird thing come out of Scorpion's palm?
His lizard dagger. Yeah. Lizard harpoon. Fucking, yeah, and that wasn't in the games. In the games, it's just a spear.
Yeah,
and it's on a chain, and it's like maybe at like 6 feet.
Yeah, it goes across the screen. That's about as long as,
as far as it goes.
Like, in the movie, it'll go.
It goes around
miles
trees.
And miles through trees, past white cars hiding in the woods.
Right.
Like, all over the place.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But then fucking...
they get to the island of statues and stairs.
Right? Well, right before that, though, Raiden uses his teleporting powers to get from the inside of the boat to the top of the boat.
Everybody's like, why?
Everyone
else goes to the deck of the boat and talk about this.
Yeah, while everyone else walks up the stairs to get to the top of the boat, he's a dick and he just teleports. He's like, look, I have powers, but I'm not going to do fucking anything in this movie. I'm not going to fight. I'm a character in the game. But I'm not going to fight.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, he's the fucking Highlander.
He's like, you know, there may be only one.
Yeah, he's the Uncle Ben Highlander dick in this movie. Like, he doesn't
he's
do
got
anything.
The worst voice out of anybody ever.
He's got Batman voice.
I'd much rather
with a
listen
lisp.
To our Chris Lambert
yeah.
than this Chris Lambert. Like, at least our Chris Lambert doesn't sound like a dick.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Island of Statues.
Island of Statues and stairs.
And
you get
stairs.
There, and there's stairs everywhere. And they'll show somebody at the base of the stairs, and then, like, 10 seconds later, they're, like, a mile up.
Oh, yeah, they walk fast. They walk super fast.
Well,
that's
they
their
are
powers.
The chosen ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's their superpowers, is they walk fast. I mean, in the Mortal Kombat games, you can only walk side to side. Like, they're good at walking.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
That's true, that's what they do, yeah. I love those old side-by-side games, yeah.
Right?
Side-scrolling.
So, from the fucking stairs, we get to dining room scene. They're all in the dining room. They're all getting ready to eat.
Yeah, they
bring out
massive trays
tons
of food. All kinds of food. Your mouth is like, you're drooling.
Yeah,
all
you're ready
food.
To eat. You're ready and to eat. Shang Tsung comes out, says, fuck this food. And all these ninjas come out and flip the tables over.
Yeah, they're like, you guys are not going to eat. We need to have an exhibition match.
Yeah, we need to have a match to show you the prowess of
all
Sub-Zero.
All the ninjas start chanting. They're all excited.
Yeah. And they're all fucking greasy and sweaty. And they're all wearing stocking masks. Like, all of them have masks that cover their whole head with a fucking stocking top on it and a hole for their eyes.
And let's talk about the shitty luck of that one ninja who's in the exhibition fight. They're like, we need to show you, give you a little taste of what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah. It's like the fucking Apollo Creed Russian fight in Rocky where it was just supposed to be an exhibition. No one's supposed to die.
Yeah, right. Like,
and fucking Apollo dies.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah, sorry if you guys haven't seen Dolph Lundgren.
If you haven't seen Rocky IV in the '80s or '90s, whenever it fucking came out.
Again, we talked about this the first episode. These movies that we're talking about are old as shit, so if you haven't seen them, it's not our fault that we're ruining it for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, this dude's like, I'm gonna show what I can do. And he fucking cracks his back and he folds in half, all these fucking stretches and shit.
That's his superpower.
And he starts fucking air fighting. He's like, look at all this shit that I can do.
They all do that. They strike poses and air fight.
And they air fight.
Every fight.
And while he's fucking getting ready, nobody else notices Sub-Zero making an ice ball.
Yeah, he's got these supernatural powers that nobody from Earth is surprised about, by the way. Nobody's like...
Not one person's like, what the fuck is he doing?
I guess Johnny Cage was for like a minute. He's like, what the hell? This guy, this one guy's made of electricity and... What the hell is going on here?
How is he supposed to fight this guy? And that's when he does his fucking go to the tournament, he says. Yeah. It'll be fun, he says.
Yeah, right.
So he fucking makes this ice ball, and when this air-fighting ninja finally does a flying kick towards Sub-Zero, he freezes him, and then he shatters when he hits the ground. And we hear the first flawless victory of the movie, which is the only flawless victory of
the movie. That is actually true to the flawless victories of the movies, yeah. I mean, of the games, rather.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like the first... That was the first island fight that you see. The next day, there's a whole bunch.
There's a whole bunch of fights. Because the tournament has begun.
They never show you where these people sleep, either.
No, there's no sleeping quarters.
You don't see the sleeping
quarters. It's not like fucking Big Brother or Real World where they're all just like chilling out in the house all day and then they have to go to their challenge and it's a fight. Someone has to fight.
No.
And then they go back to the house and they're like, oh, did you see those bitches over there? Oh, fuck them. And they're all eating dinner and stuff.
I guess, yeah, they don't want to... They show you them about to eat dinner, but...
Yeah.
They show Kano eating dinner. You know what else happens
in this movie? And it also happened in Batman. No one goes to the bathroom. You ever notice that in movies? Nobody... Then everyone's like, I gotta take a piss. I'll be back.
You paused it twice to have a piss during the movie.
Like, I gotta take a dump before I fight. Can I do this? So if I get hit in the stomach, I'm gonna shit everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Like, nobody has to go to the bathroom. I'm gonna
go drop a deuce before... battle that guy with cornrows.
Yeah, so then we get fucking Cornrows versus Liu Kang, and Cornrows is also fucking, we'll call him Tiger Punch, because he fucking...
Yeah, the second fight, which takes place in that sandbox, Prince Goro's litter box. That's right.
Fucking...
Liu Kang versus Cornrow dude.
Cornrow Tiger Punch, because he fucking growls like an animal, but he has no superpowers. Yeah.
There's so many weird fight voice scenes. Things in this, like...
Oh, yeah.
When you're fighting,
it's all fight sounds.
Yeah.
And also in this fight, they do something that no Mortal Kombat game has done when this movie came out. They have weapons.
Yeah.
They fight with sticks. Everyone fights with sticks in this movie. They all have different types of sticks.
Yeah, you just gotta fight with sticks.
Yeah, but that's not in the games. In the games later on, I know they introduced weapons. Yeah, later on
they introduced weapons.
Like in Mortal Kombat 4, I think.
But Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2 is what this movie is based on. No weapons. In those movies, you never have weapons.
Yeah.
In those games. I keep saying games instead of movies. Movies instead of games. Damn it! This is the last video game movie that we're ever doing because this shit is confusing.
Right? For now. We have other video game movies on the list. Don't you worry,
Tyler. I know you're listening out there.
Yeah, we will be doing this.
We will be doing other game ones. Yeah,
but that's later on.
It's confusing anyway. But yeah, that's the second fight on the island. Third fight is another sandbox fight, which is in front of the Peacock Throne.
Yes, he's gonna have Shang Tsung has to have good plumage on his fucking throne because he's in charge. And the male peacock has the fucking perfect plumage so he can attract fucking lady peacocks for sex.
Is that how that works?
I'm pretty sure the males have like, they have excellent feathers. They're the ones with all the pretty feathers.
This is a nice
and
the plumage.
And the females are kind of like ugly birds. So the males attract them with their fucking tail feathers. That fucking song, the, you know, fucking shake your tail feather or whatever it is. That's what they do. And so Shang Tsung has all these fucking peacock feathers on his throne because not only is he looking to fight somebody, but he wants to fuck. He's down to fucking.
He's down to fuck, which you can tell by the way he talks to Sonya. He's like, even before this fight, he's like,
Sonya, I have a surprise for you.
Yeah, for you.
You can thank me after.
Yeah, you can thank me later.
And then Kano comes out, and she's going to fight Kano in Sandbox number two.
Yeah.
We call him the litter box because you look at the grains of sand are getting kicked up while they're fighting,
yeah.
And they look like the size of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
It's like huge sand.
Yeah, it's not regular beach sand.
No way.
It's definitely a cat box.
This stuff's some weird outworld sand that they imported for these battles. But yeah, this is where you see... Yeah, Sonya versus Kano.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's where she kills him. It's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he comes out with his fucking weird-shaped chest hair. It's like this fucking, like a Dorito. It's like a triangle on top of his chest, but nothing on his pecs. It's weird.
Yeah.
And he brings a knife to the fight, which, again, there are no weapons in Mortal Kombat yet.
Yeah.
He's got this fucking crazy, I bought it at Middle Earth kind of knife. Like,
yeah.
it's not like...
Yeah, I got this at the head shop.
It's not a knife you would use for anything other than going, look, I have a crazy knife I'm going to put on my wall.
And the whole time that they were like walking around each other and starting to fight,
spitting the whole time.
Always spitting.
Yeah, it's like he had chicken stuck in his teeth from when he was eating.
Foaming at the mouth, just constantly spitting. Like one of those, I think I had a teacher that was like that in high school. He was just always foaming at the mouth almost and spitting. Like just the white shit on his lips. Rabid,
disgusting looking. Like, and like, you know what we need to do? We need to portray that this character is a gross pig.
Gross. He's a pig. He's,
you know what you're
going to
do? You're going to fucking spit a lot. Just keep spitting. People hate that.
People think that's
fucking
gross.
You're going to get drunk. Eat chicken.
Yeah, eat giant legs of chicken.
Make sure it's greasy.
Yeah, and all the food on the table, wet.
Yeah,
and
it's
the
all
scene
wet
where
food.
He's eating food, it's everything's wet. Everything's shiny and wet, except for the cake.
Which is a slice of
slice
missing.
Yeah.
Who ate that cake? Go. And then later they come down after they beat up those dudes, the three that were following, they're like, piece of cake.
Yeah.
They beat up a bunch of people, they're like, piece of cake. I'm like, I know, where the hell did it go, right?
It can't go. Oh, yeah. It's fucking crazy, like... And Sonya kills Kano in the most laziest, we're not even really going to show it way.
Yeah, she snapping puts him in like a shitty leg lock, headlock, jobby.
Yeah. And then fucking her tits are going to fall out.
Yeah, she's
which
upside
is
down.
The coolest part of that fight. Like when she's upside down.
It was decent. Yeah.
And they fucking knock her over. Well, knock him over. And he's like, give me a break. And she's like, okay.
Okay.
And then
like,
you just hear a crunch. And when you
look,
clever
joke.
All she did was like shift her ankles and that broke his neck.
You know, she did all of her own.
All of her own fights?
All of her own fights,
you could,
yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah. All of her own stunts were hers. Like, maybe if you're not good at that sort of thing, you don't do your own stunts.
Yeah.
Maybe you let somebody else do your stunts.
Yeah. So where do we go? What's fight number three?
That was fight number three on the island.
Oh, yes.
Fight number two in the tournament. So the next one is the Christmas Tree Farm / Scorpion's Ladder Realm.
Yeah.
It cuts like... Once they start fighting, it cuts from fight to fight to fight for a little while here.
Yeah.
You get, you know, you go straight from that Liu Kang cornrow guy to Sonya and Kano to Johnny Cage and Scorpion in this next fight that we're talking about.
And I know that they were trying to emulate the Lost Woods from Mortal Kombat 2, because that was the, like, Scorpion's realm and had all the trees with the faces on it, and they were, like, talking and shit. But these trees are so awkwardly... looking in this, it's just like straight rows of trees.
It's,
and they're not
a Christmas tree farm.
Well, they're not pine trees, they're not apple trees, they're trees that don't even have fucking branches for the first like 10 feet.
Yeah.
It's just like the
it's
fucking
weird.
Trunk.
It's this weird arbor freaking garden, I don't know.
Yeah. And then we get to see his fucking lizard dagger
jubby
thing come out of his hand again.
Yeah, his special weapon.
And it chases Johnny Cage through all the trees.
Through them.
It's
winding,
weaving, going
through
them until it ties itself up. And fucking stabs into a tree.
And you see when it wraps around that one tree that it's sharp as shit. Like, it's shaving the
tree. It's shaving the
tree,
yeah.
And it's trying to bite him in the face. But it finally got tangled up, like, right when it's an inch before his face, because that's what you do in the movies.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it needs to have, like, some fucking little bit of fear in there.
Yeah,
and then it breaks the tree when Johnny moves, and it smashes into another tree, and the tree's bleeding, and it just fucking... Scorpion just takes the chain back, but leaves the dagger face in the tree like there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, he's not bummed about it. Like,
he's not bummed.
Like,
he's like, that was my shit. He's like, I have more. I can do this. Don't worry about it. And then fucking Johnny
that was like
Cage,
his familiar.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Johnny Cage goes to give him a shadow kick. And
yeah, that's right. The shadow kick
from
the
shadow kick.
And he like, he looks like he's scared for a second, and then a portal comes around Scorpion and they disappear.
Into the fucking shoots and ladder
into,
realm.
Yeah, into shoots and ladder realm. All right, we need a set with nothing but ladders and cobwebs and skulls. Like, maybe they got some stuff left over from the Terminator sets.
We need to make it look like hell.
But we need more ladders than they had.
Ladders and red light. Red light makes it look like hell instantly.
I think so. Yeah, that's
so. But that fight is probably the coolest fight in the whole movie.
Yeah, that's a really cool
they're
fight.
Good. It's good. It's good choreographing fight. Like, they actually look like they're doing a fucking good job.
I like the reptile fight later, too.
Reptile fight's good, too.
All the ninja fights, pretty much.
The ninja fights are the best fights in the whole movie.
If you're not Sub-Zero.
Except Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero gets fucked up by a bucket of water.
Yeah, his fights are like, exhibition fight one, throw a fucking ice ball at this guy.
Yeah.
Next fight that you have, you're gonna try to make more ice.
Yeah, like, we're gonna show your powers off a lot. Like,
yeah.
You, like, you're gonna
you
stand.
Don't have fighting skills, you have magic powers.
Yeah, you have magic powers. And the other fight, when he's with Liu Kang, conveniently Raiden leaves buckets of water in the room that he's drinking out of with a spoon, a giant wooden spoon. He's drinking this water out of the buckets.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the buckets so that when Liu Kang fights in there later on, he can use that water to make a spear of ice.
Yeah, but in case he doesn't remember that he's supposed to do that, because Katana tells him in the next fight, she's going to show up just to remind you.
Yeah, Katana shows up, use what gives you life or whatever. Yeah. Use what brings life, and it's fucking water.
Yeah, she tells him that in the next fight, in the fifth fight on the island, they're at this like non-sanctioned training beach. This training beach fight job with Liu Kang versus Katana, which Liu Kang already had a fight with Cornrow Guy.
Yep.
Now he's got this weird exhibition training.
Yeah, it's not even like a real fight, like, to the death. They do a couple moves, this and is they like, hold.
Yeah.
And a couple other moves, and they hold. It's fucking...
This one's play. Combat. It's not Mortal Kombat. Yeah, it's like, don't fight to the death, just kind of hang out, and she'll give you some tricks.
And there's no one in that. There's no crowd. Some of these fights, there's crowds. Some of these fights, there's nobody there watching. So who knows what this happens. One,
peacock chairs there watching, though.
Peacock chairs watching, but the crowd that was there for the other fight's gone.
Yeah, not even the two guys, not even the two ninjas who are always excited.
Yeah, yeah, out of all the fucking ninjas, all of them are wearing the stocking cap masks, except for these two guys who constantly look at each other and they're like, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
It's fighting! It's Mortal Kombat! Yeah, it's fighting! Let's do this!
Let's do it!
And they're just like yelling at each other. They look like the saxophone guy from Lost Boys.
Yeah.
They're just like, yes! Yeah.
They're super pumped up.
We're glistening!
They're like bumping each other with their elbows, yeah. You know? Like when you're out with your dad or something and you're like, did you see that? Elbowing each other.
And it's almost like they won. You were saying when we were watching the movie, they won like the fan tickets to go
watch
Mortal Kombat Live.
Yeah, it's like they won
live.
Tickets. You
like,
know?
They're not like, real ninjas. They're there
they're
to
not
watch
ninjas.
It.
They're just there because they like won some prize and they're super amped up about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Can you believe we made it?
We're here.
Yeah.
It's Mortal Kombat.
These guys are going to kill each other.
This is my fucking year,
I'm
man.
I'm so excited about this, you guys.
Yeah, so... Fucking so none of them are there for this Katana fucking Liu Kang love fest
yeah.
where they're not really fighting.
Yeah, they're like cuddle fighting too.
They're cuddle fighting.
Like, you know, when we were in gym class and we got paired with somebody that was like for when we did wrestling in gym.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, you got paired a dude and chick and you'd like wrestle with this chick and you'd be like, this is awesome.
Like, this is great.
You know?
Don't notice that I'm excited.
Yeah. And you're in those thin gym shorts and you're like,
yeah.
Don't notice my chubby. Come on. Either that
please
or you were like,
attention.
Notice it.
Yeah, notice it, please.
But that's another subject. That's a different kind
that's a different
of movie.
Podcast.
Yeah. That's not my podcast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the fifth fight on the island. The next fight is another Liu Kang fight.
Yeah, Liu Kang always fights.
You are the chosen one!
Yeah, you are going to fight all the time.
Yeah. And that's at the Hall of Skeksis statues.
Yeah, all the Skeksis are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, it's leftover stuff from the Dark Crystal. They're just like, cover it with statue paint.
Yeah, hopefully the Hansons won't mind if we borrow this stuff.
Yeah.
But this is where Liu Kang fights Sub-Zero. And Sub-Zero doesn't have any lines in this movie.
No,
he
doesn't talk.
Like, Sub-Zero doesn't talk. Scorpion talks. He's like, get over here!
Yeah.
Get down here!
Yeah.
Come here!
Welcome!
Welcome! Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's his best line in the movie. He's like, welcome!
Like, when you invite somebody, when you bring somebody against their will to your, you know, weird lair of
ladders.
Ladders and skulls.
Yeah.
You have to be polite. Welcome!
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Sub-Zero? No lines. He's a mute. Same thing, Reptile. Does he have any lines?
And he just hisses all
the
time.
Yeah, he hisses, right? At least he gets that. At least he gets that.
All the time. That's
and
it.
They were so worried that the dude playing Sub-Zero was going to make fighting sounds that they made sure he didn't fight at all.
He doesn't do anything.
They're like, you don't get to fight. Because if you do, you might do like the rest of these guys and go, hey,
yeah, what? Yeah, you're like, hurrah! All these fucking noises, it sounds like if you're not looking at the screen, you might think it's porn.
Right, yeah. Like, absolutely. Yeah, or like your Uncle Paul taking a dump. Like,
yeah.
It's either porn sounds or Uncle Paul taking a dump sounds. It's terrible.
Yeah. But so Liu Kang's about to fight Sub-Zero, and he just stands there and starts doing a power that's not in the video game. He's like emanating this orb of cold around him, making like a force field.
Yeah, and
it's like
the pose that he strikes before he starts making that is the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah. He just fucking holds his arms out there like he's fucking making muscles.
Yeah,
like
he's
a
like
wrestler.
Flexing up and down.
Yeah.
Flexing up and down.
And then he's making this orb, it's pulsing and it's getting bigger and bigger. And Liu Kang's like, what the fuck? He touches it. This orb of cold that freezes things to the touch. Liu Kang touches it. He puts his whole arm through it.
And he's like, oh.
And he goes, oh, that's
cold.
And he pulls it back and his arm's just wet. It's not frozen or anything.
It's not like
just wet.
Yeah.
So, which leads me to believe that if this orb went around Liu Kang, he would just be wet. He wouldn't have been frozen.
I think it's really, really cold at the center, and the coldness works its way out in waves. So that's what the pulsating
so
is.
It's, kinda,
like,
it's still kind of warm.
Extra cold
edge.
Comes out in a wave, and that's when it pulsates, and it comes back in. And that must have been when his arm was in.
Yeah.
When it's coming back in, so the freezy power was a little bit away, but he was kind of close to it. I don't know. I'm trying to rationalize it to save the face of the movie, but it's weird.
But that's when the fucking the water bucket's there.
Yeah, the water bucket.
He knocks one over, it freezes on the ground, and he's like,
You see Katana off to the side. She's like sending him a mental note. Use what gives life.
Yeah. So he fucking picks up the other bucket, whips it around like a fucking crazy person,
and
no water
splashes
at
out at all.
Falls out of this bucket.
There is a shitload of water in the bucket
because
it makes an ice spear.
Yeah, that's bigger than my leg.
Yeah.
It's huge. And it goes through Sub-Zero's chest, pins him to the wall, and freezes him.
Yeah.
His powers are ice. How does he die from ice?
I mean, I could see how the ice spear would kill
him. Because it stabbed
but I don't
him,
see
but it freezes
why
him after.
The freeziness would, like, spread out from him.
Yeah.
Maybe his blood is ice, just like
Scorpion's
blood is
lava. Yeah,
Scorpion
gets cut across the chest and fucking lava shoots out.
It was weird. Yeah. That was a violent, violent death.
That's the most violent scene in the entire movie.
Yeah, you got Johnny Cage hitting him with this, like, sharp shield, which is kind of like freaking, the hat of Kung Lao.
Of Kung Lao, yeah. It's got, like, blades around it.
Blades. And he's cutting them apart, and lava's spewing out of him.
He's cutting
and
his head in fucking half.
And his hand goes flying
across.
Yeah,
he explodes, and there's just guts everywhere, except for a hand that flies through the fucking explosion.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cage, on his way out, like a dick, throws a picture down. Says, to my biggest fan, Johnny Cage. Like a fucking
friendship.
Yeah. It's the friendship from fucking Mortal Kombat 2, I think
just,
is what it said, or 3. I don't remember when they started.
I don't remember
doing
when it was friendships, but I'm just glad it wasn't a Babe-ality.
Yeah, 3 is when they started doing fucking Babe-ality.
Remember the Tournament of Babies?
Yeah.
Like, how is that Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, that's when the game started getting fucking weird.
Friendship.
Yeah.
And animalities and fatalities.
Yeah.
And what else was it?
Well, I think they started animalities because Nightwolf came and he turns into a fucking wolf.
Nightwolf was cool.
Yeah, and Liu Kang turns into the fucking Mortal Kombat dragon.
Yeah, the dragon.
And he fucking eats people in half.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing. Like, you'd walk into an arcade and you'd hear fatality.
Yeah.
Finish him. And you're like, fucking Mortal Kombat's here somewhere. I got
where
a pocket, I got a pocket full of quarters. Where am I going?
Mom!
Am I
going to
do quarters? Any quarters? Any quarters? Let's do this. Oh, yeah. I remember the card shop on Main Street. What was it? Upper Deck?
I don't remember what it was called, but I remember they had Mortal
Kombat
3.
Yeah, they had
Mortal
Kombat 3 Ultimate in the back room. So
yeah,
you walk through this,
and you'd go in, and there'd just be a whole bunch of kids in there.
It's a fucking card shop with coins, and then there's this door in the back with, like, a black curtain around it, like it's a fucking the porn room at a video store. And you walk in, 15 kids are all, like, got their quarters lined up on it. They're like,
hell
fuck,
yeah,
we're playing Mortal Kombat.
I used to play that all the time.
Yeah,
there.
It was there,
like,
and the arena had it, too. Arena had regular Mortal Kombat 3, I think.
You'd go there to buy your Magic card singles and play some Mortal Kombat.
Exactly. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
But that place got shut down for some reason.
Yeah.
Don't know where it went. But that place is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a good time. But up until this point, all of the Mortal Kombat sanctioned tournament fights, the good guys, the Earth dudes,
are all
won.
Yeah.
And then now Goro's like, dude, we're losing all these fights. So he asks...
Yeah, Prince Goro.
He asks Shang Tsung, is it time?
In his
voice. This dude's voiced by the same guy who voices, like, the Claw dude from...
from Inspector
Gadget. Inspector Gadget. And he does Fred's voice in Scooby-Doo. Frank Welker. He's not credited, but we looked into it.
Yeah.
That's the dude that does the voice.
Yeah.
And,
is it time?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's time.
It's time. Let's do it. Let's kill some people.
So, you know,
when he
gets
introduced...
Now we're on to fight 7... through 21, it's just a bunch of random dudes getting their asses kicked by Goro.
And we
He's
don't
got
even
four
see
arms.
The fight. We don't even see the fight.
You don't
we
see
just,
the
see
fights,
the
just see the dudes
land
getting thrown
in piles
to the ground.
Of rocks.
And they're making the sounds. Throwing on the ground sounds. death sounds.
Death sounds.
All those dudes. Fight 7 through 21. Earth dudes losing.
Yeah. I just want to see the guy who's sitting in the sound booth making all those fight sounds. Like,
I don't
want to
see him do it, because I'm telling you, it's somebody's Uncle Paul taking a dump. Like, that's what it is.
It's awkward.
But anyway, the next fight, 22, is in this, like, boxing ring, and it's Goro versus one of the, like...
Is it versus
art.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, the dude that looks like Dave Chappelle, art something or other.
And
he's, like, one of the friends
He's Johnny Cage's with Johnny friend. Cage. He's another fighter from.
So they like really care about this guy. He's the only one that they showed any interaction with the main three.
And this is the one of the first times we see Goro with his intro music. He's got a fucking cape on, like he's in the WWF, and he's walking out to the boxing ring, and he throws the cape off, and he's got the villain music, and he comes out, and he's chanting, and everyone's like, fuck yeah,
yeah, Goro. Those two guys,
the guys are back again, they're like, yeah, it's Goro, man, it's
so good, we won those tickets,
I have the Goro cards at home, like, this is the best, I can't believe we're here.
Oh, man. He could give us both high fives at the same time. Yeah. Give us high 20, dude. They're totally amped up.
Hell yeah.
They're fucking pumped. I'd be pumped up for high 20s too, man.
Right? So he fucking fights this art guy, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Gets his ass kicked. Dude, he catches his hands with like Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. He's got little T-Rex arms. You see Art go to punch him a couple times and whoop, little arms come out and grab the hands, but he's got four hands so we can beat the hell out of him with the other two.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. So he gets fucking killed. Goro picks him up with his bottom arms, and fucking Shang Tsung's like, finish him. And Goro punches him with his upper arm, and that's how he kills him.
Does he say, your soul is mine? Your soul is mine.
Yeah.
He must say it, because he says it like 27 times.
He does. And then when he's dead, Shang Tsung says, flawless victory, which is not fucking flawless. Because
Art kicked him in the chest. Art
kicked him in the chest a bunch of times and punched him. So it's not flawless.
In the game, you are wrong. We're fighting somebody, and you kicked the shit out of them, and you didn't get hit once. You got
flawless victory. Yeah, and then Shang Tsung comes down and fucking takes his soul out, just like he did the fucking Tiger Fighter.
This guy didn't turn blue like Tiger Fighter did.
No, he just fucking died. That's and his soul. This is the first time we see the soul go into his eye.
Yeah,
like it's a fucking drug. I don't remember what movie that was that I'm referencing, but someone puts drugs in their eyes. But his soul gets sucked into his eyeball.
I don't know.
And that's how he dies. Done. Gone. Flawless victory, my ass.
Flawless victory. And Johnny Cage is on the sidelines, and Sonya Blade's on the sidelines, and they're like, no!
Yeah, that's our friend. That's Art.
I remember Art. Damn.
You should have seen us the night before when we were in our fucking real world house. He made us steaks.
Yeah. But... So, Johnny Cage sees this, and he's like, damn, somebody's got to put a stop to Goro's reign of victory.
Yeah.
And that's somebody's going to be me.
Puff chest out.
So, they like, cut to a scene, like a romantic scene between him and Sonya, which is unprecedented. Like, the whole rest of the movie, they don't even like each other at all.
Yeah.
Now he's like, I can't let that happen to you. Not you.
Not you. Not
because you're super fucking hot, and you're the only chick on this island.
Yeah, I need to get
that
laid.
Boat left. Yeah.
We need to figure this out.
We need to do this.
And that's what happens behind the scenes. There should be a companion movie to this movie called Mortal Kombat Real World House.
Yeah.
And like it's just all the scenes of them when there's no fighting and they're in their house eating and watching TV and just hanging out, chilling and boning.
Yeah.
Because you know that everyone's running the train on Sonya because she's the only chick there.
She's the only chick there.
Yeah. And they're all the fucking champions, so they're all like, well, I'm the chosen one.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And then Johnny Cage is like, well, I'm the chosen one. And she's like, all right, I'll try you.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Like, clearly Veronica Vaughn.
She's the fucking, the chick Smurf in this group.
Yeah, Smurfette. She's Smurfette.
She's the Smurfette.
And Raiden is Papa Smurf.
Hell yeah, he is.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
But he talks weird.
Yeah. He talks like this. Yeah. All the time.
Your enemies. What does he call them? Your adversaries.
Yeah.
Need to take your adversaries.
He's got weird Asian movie announcer lisp voice.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's
they're like,
the worst.
I don't know.
He's so bad that they replace him with Dexter's dad in the second movie.
Hell yeah.
Like, they don't... They're like, Christopher Lambert, your name... You have a big name. Fucking Highlander.
Nobody knows if you should call him Lambert or Lambert.
Lambert.
Like, you're nobody Lambert wants to go by Canadian. Christoph Lambert. Like,
yeah.
Wait, you want to cut the end of both of your names off now?
Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't need all of it. I'm so cool, I don't need all of
you. You don't need to pronounce the end of my names.
Yeah.
The end of my names are my adversaries.
Yeah. It's my superpowers.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, anyway, Johnny Cage goes and talks to Shang Tsung, and he's like, dude, we gotta set something up. I gotta fight this Goro dude, because I'm sick of him beating the shit out of everybody.
Right.
And there's only them three left, really, from the Earth. Everybody else from the Earth realm, gone.
Yeah.
There's these three. He's like, I gotta fight this dude, gotta put a stop to it, I'll make you a deal. You let me fight this dude, and then you can fight whoever the hell you want after. It'll be the last battle.
Yeah. He's like, I'm done with this movie. This movie needs to end, so.
Yeah.
Shang Tsung's like, all right, you can fight Goro, and I'll fight whoever the winner is Whoever the fuck I want to fight.
Where I want to. It doesn't have to be here. Of the venue of my choosing.
Yeah, wherever I want it and whoever I want. So,
me and my eyebrows are going to take whoever I want to fight to wherever I want to fight them.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is going to be the 23rd Island Battle.
And Raiden fucking looks at him and he's like, what have you done?
Yeah.
You fucked up. This isn't what's going to happen. Now Shang Tsung's going to fucking win.
And yeah, Johnny Cage is like, it's Mortal Kombat, bitch.
Yeah.
You're an immortal. We're the ones who are fighting.
We're fighting. Go away.
Finally, one of them understands.
Someone gets it.
Yeah, finally, one of them gets it.
Yeah, you couldn't say understands with that fucking voice. But yeah,
23rd Battle of the Island, also known as Dick Punch Battle.
Dick Punch Fight. Yeah.
At the base of Mount Doom, Goro versus Captain Dick Punch.
Yeah, that's the only thing he does.
He punches him in the dick.
He fucking does.
And then he runs away.
And Dick punches him, runs up the staircase, while Goro's going,
and there's Uncle Paul again, making all the sounds. Frank Welker. I got punched in the dick. You see Johnny Cage literally shaking his hand like it hurts. Like, this dick is so hard.
It's so hard. He's just sitting there going,
even his dick works out. He does cock push-ups.
You only need one of those. If we know anything about cock push-ups, one is all you need.
That's true, yeah. I've heard that.
So then fucking Johnny runs out, somehow gets to the top of Mount Doom almost, like mid-level Mount Doom, and then there's a doorway to nothing. Because that's convenient. It's just a little cliff.
That works out.
He hangs out up there, and by the time he gets there, Goro's already almost up there, even though he's been holding his dick for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And
He's got four arms. He can climb really fast with those that amount of arms.
So he gets up there, and fucking Johnny Cage, like,
what an anticlimactic fight.
They're about to fucking go at it again. Johnny Cage, like, trips him, and he falls off the fucking
earlier, Goro had broken his glasses, and Johnny Cage is like,
those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Yeah. And then he kicks him a couple times, and he falls down this cliff.
Yeah, and he's hanging off by one hand, and he's going,
this is a bummer.
This is a wicked bummer, dude. And Johnny Cage, like a dick, says what Goro says to Art earlier, and he says, this is where you fall down. Right? Is that what he says?
No, he didn't say that. Goro didn't say that to Art earlier. Johnny Cage said that at the beginning of the movie when you first introduced him.
Yeah,
to the stunt fighter that he was fighting in a fake movie.
That's right.
He's like, this is where you fall. Where do you get these guys?
Yeah, this is the part where you fall down and the Goro falls and he just falls at an angle.
Yeah, he brings it full circle. He's like, I'm going to say this is the beginning of the movie and towards the end of the movie.
And then Goro falls into the mist going,
you don't see where he lands either.
Yeah,
he lands in lightning.
Yeah, he lands Raiden. That's what Raiden did in the movie. Yeah. It's the only thing he did. He killed Goro in lightning clouds.
I have the power to add dramatic effects to anything that is happening in this movie.
Yeah, anytime he talks, something dramatic happens, thunder crash.
Yeah. Man, if I had that power, I would be doing that too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd be using it to pick up
lines. I'd be like, I'd be like, hey, I'll bet you. I'd be winning bets. I'd be like, I bet you $37 that lightning's going to strike right now.
Yeah. Look, it did.
You owe me $37.
I wouldn't talk like him.
It'd talk like Christopher Lambert. Yeah.
Anyway, while this is happening, Shang Tsung grabs Sonya Blade and is like, she's the one that I'm going to fight, and I'm taking her to Outworld to do it. Let's get out of here. They go down this like weird
this gelatin portal.
This gelatin butthole portal.
This blue goo comes
colonoscopy.
There's a door that we see at the beginning that opens up, and it's the fucking dining room.
That's where they
all go in the door. But apparently, if you open this door another way, it turns into a butthole portal.
There's like a dial on the side. Where do you want to go to? Dining room or butthole portal?
It's this giant fucking cavernous butthole hallway.
Yeah.
And this blue gel comes out and pulls them to our world.
Yeah.
And fucking, so Johnny Cage and Liu Kang run into butthole portal.
Yeah, and through butthole portal is
Outworld.
Outworld.
Which, if you're playing Zelda, is also a place. The Dark World.
Yeah, Dark World,
where you go. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Because it's the alternate reality of a place that already existed at one point.
I love that Zelda game.
Right?
What is that?
It's the
Something of Time?
Ah, no, it's Link to the Past.
Link to the Past,
Best fucking Zelda
game. Hell yeah.
Ever. That's my favorite Zelda game of all time.
Yep,
Super Nintendo, Link to the Past.
We're on.
But so we get to the fucking Outworld, and Kitana's there, and she's like, oh, this used to be my fucking... this used to be the land where my king, my dad was king.
His best warriors.
His best warriors lost Mortal Kombat ten fucking times.
In a row.
They're not best warriors. They're not very good.
Those should have trained a little harder.
Yeah, if they lost 10 times in a row, they suck.
They weren't prepared.
Yeah, they're not ready.
For four armed warriors.
Yeah. But this is where we get to see Reptile actually be the character from the video game instead of this fucking terribly CG'd Yoshi from Super Mario Brothers character.
Weird, yeah. He was like a weird salamander.
He falls into Freddy Krueger's statue. Well, Liu Kang finds him on a wall.
Yeah, he grabs him out of the rock wall.
And he's invisible.
It's a weird chameleon.
And, yeah, and he just, he knows exactly where he is, grabs him off the rock wall.
I'm the chosen one.
Throws him into a Freddy Krueger statue that all of a sudden the statue has tentacles that come out of it and fucking pulls Reptile into it and turns into a ninja.
Well, because Outworld, before Shang Tsung and Shao Kahn took it over, used to be a ninja factory.
It's a ninja factory. You know? Yeah, because we see all these statues crucified on torches later on.
Yeah, there's shitload
all
of statues.
Ninjas waiting for a lizard to go in, though.
Yeah.
And then it, you know.
Yeah, a lizard or whatever. Like I said, like,
a snow bunny.
It was a weird, like, snow bunny that jumped in one and it turned into Sub-Zero. And then a ball of lava got thrown into one and turned into a scorpion. That's why he has lava blood.
Skull lava.
Yeah, skull. Yeah,
skull. Skull full of lava.
Flaming skull of lava.
Yeah, and turned into a scorpion. So then they get the other best fight of the movie, which is Liu Kang and fucking Reptile, which they clearly know what the fuck they're doing during this fight because they're ninja fighting.
Cool fight.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. It's a good fight. And that's where we see the fucking bicycle kick from the games.
Hell yeah.
And he fucking bicycle kicks Reptile through a wall, like through a hole that's already there, and Reptile slowly flips backwards out of this wall, turns around, and slams his face into the ground as he turns into a statue and bleeds bugs.
Yeah, but somehow he slams his face into the ground, but when you see him, his face
he's
up.
He's on his back, face up, and he's bleeding bugs. All these bugs are just falling out of
his body.
Yeah,
why was it bugs and not little lizards?
He's Oogie Boogie from fucking Nightmare Before Christmas. All these fucking bugs are coming out.
I love Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie's a shit.
Hell yeah.
But, and then the lizard kind of comes out of him and just dies.
Yeah.
Dies. And from there we go to the Black Tower.
The Black Tower. Yeah, they meet up with Kitana.
Yeah.
And she's like, you guys gotta go to the Black Tower.
Yeah, it's fucking, you know, Stephen King.
That's where the haps are happening, at the Black Tower. Yeah. You gotta get there, because Shang Tsung's there, and he's got that chick that was
with you. He's got Sonya.
And she's in this, like, weird little skimpy leather skirt dress.
Yeah, her hair's all
fucking
poofed out.
This weird
bondage
thing. She's tied up.
She's tied up, and
she's got
fucking
80s hair. You're
wondering if all
these dudes ran a train on her.
Yeah, and fucking, and it's in this room. You come in from the top of the room, and these stairs come around to the base where the fucking Mortal Kombat Dragon logo is, and that's where she's tied up.
So you gotta go up the stairs,
and then down the stairs. And all these monks come in, and three of the monks, Kitana, Johnny, and Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Of course, because they easily did that. We didn't see them take out a couple guards.
The ranks of the monks.
Yeah, they didn't Metal Gear Solid their way into the fucking, you know, they take a couple people out, take their outfits, and, you know, hide among them.
Yeah, they're in there anyway. Which leads us to the last fight of the movie.
Yes.
Fight number 25.
Yes.
Not counting anything that happened before they got on the island, because I didn't keep track of that shit.
Yeah. Well, that was just, you know, Johnny fighting fake ninjas and stuff. And
yeah, or, you know.
It was dumb.
Sonya Blade shooting dudes.
Yeah, in the fucking bar. So then we got fucking Shang Tsung versus Liu Kang.
Shang Tsung and friends.
And friends. Because
you'll need to fight him and the soul of 1,000 warriors.
Yeah, and 1,000 warriors turns into 6 warriors.
6 dudes with
the
weapons.
One looks like Genghis Khan. Like, they're all, like, warriors from different ages.
Yeah, they're age warriors. Yeah, exactly.
And Liu Kang takes them all out in 30 seconds. They're supposed to be the best.
Yeah, there's a
best of the best.
And
Liu Kang takes them all out. Done.
Like, one hit each, too. They're, like, bitch-like warriors. They're ultra bitch-like.
Yeah.
Kicks one, he's gone. Kicks another one, he's down.
Yeah.
Jumps over one, like he runs around.
And then they all disappear. Like their bodies aren't there during
the
fight.
They were there for a little while, yeah.
Were they?
When you see that, when you're like looking down on the spikes, you see their bodies just laying there. I remember that.
They're on the perimeter.
Myself, like,
they're on the outside. They're
gonna
move these bodies.
Yeah, they moved them off of the dragon thing just to make sure they didn't get spiked up.
Right.
But pull those souls of 1,000 warriors out of the way.
Yeah.
That's where the spikes can come up through the golden tinfoil.
And then the spikes, they come up during the scene where Shang Tsung turns into Liu Kang's brother, and Liu Kang is so retarded that he thinks it's his actual brother, even though he saw him as Shang Tsung turn into his brother.
He turns to him, and it's his brother. He's like, oh.
He's like, oh, no, it's... It's not you. And he's like, yeah, it is. Lou, it's me. Remember?
It's me. Yeah,
our parents are dead.
Yeah, remember that time our parents died?
Yeah, you're supposed
to. What kind of line is that?
Remember when you promised that you would protect me, Lou? Well, now it's my time to protect you. And he fucking turns back into Shang Tsung, and Liu Kang's like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Reveal!
What happened? Shit, son. And while this is happening, all the spikes are coming out of the tinfoil.
Yeah.
And then this is where they have the final punch out. And every time Liu Kang hits Shang Tsung and he falls backwards, his legs don't bend.
No bend.
He falls into this table, and he's like, he's ready. Like, he's fucking, he's ready to take it. Like, his legs do not bend. He just kind of falls forward. And then we turn into the fucking, the Liu Kang triple punch fest.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's fucking like, it's
and
like
he's making like the whining like, sounds.
It's going, Yeah, it's fucking retarded. Like, like, I don't understand what the point of the three punches are. And he's fucking hitting his arms away. And then Shang Tsung's at the edge, right where the spike's behind him. He's at the edge, and he's standing there with his arms out, and he's just going,
you know we need to finish this fight, right? A special move from the video game.
Yeah, and fucking Liu Kang just fucking yells with his, mind you, perfect poofy hair for this whole movie. Doesn't get sweaty, doesn't get wet, nothing. It's perfect. It's a wig. And he kinetic punches Shang Tsung in the chest. Instead of shooting a fireball out like in the game.
Yeah, it's like this weird kinetic
energy. He does like his both fists in his chest like he's a fucking,
he double fisted.
Like, what is that machine when you bring people back to life if they had a heart attack? You get the paddles,
like,
and you say clear, and you fucking zap him in the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
one
that.
One of those things.
And it fucking knocks him back, and he lands on his back. A defibrillator, there you go. And he fucking falls on his back and lands on all these spikes.
One of them
goes through him.
Right in the middle of his chest, enough to assure that he's dead.
That he's dead, and his legs are weaved in between the other spikes, and his upper half of his body, his arms, there's no spikes in that part of the dragon anyway.
Yeah.
And he fucking withers away into this
vomits out millions of souls.
Yeah, he turns into this weird mummy,
yeah.
Sunken in face dude.
This dry husk.
Yeah, and all the fucking souls come out, and then it's this weird, weird, stupid music. Blue light, souls flying around, fucking chanting. They're like, yeah, you did it! You're the man! And Liu Kang's brother's like, I know you could do it. Even though he's dead.
Yeah, he's
dead. He doesn't
have
a consciousness.
He takes corporeal form.
Yeah, he turns into himself, and he walks out of the soul.
One day, brother, we will be reunited.
Yeah, one day.
But it won't be today.
Yeah, one day you're gonna die, and we'll be together. But
because
until then.
Because I'm going...
Yeah,
to heaven or whatever.
Yeah, and he flies back into the soul portal, the soul
get
stream.
Get back there, we're going to the afterlife.
Yeah.
I heard there's going to be strippers.
Yeah, and then after the soul's gone, Johnny and Sonya and Katana, they walk into the dragon where the dead Shang Tsung is, and all the spikes are still there, and Liu Kang looks at them, he's like, let's go home.
Yeah, let's
it's
get
like
out of here.
It's like
we
the end
it.
Of a fucking 90s sitcom.
Congratulations, you're a
great
winner.
Great job. So they all go back, and they're at the Temple of Light in China.
Yeah, and
because everyone
there.
Everyone in this movie can teleport, apparently, because we don't see like them on a plane flying to Hong Kong. We don't see them anywhere.
Yeah.
They're all
we didn't
teleporting.
Even get a montage.
Yeah, we got no montage. So all of a sudden, they're back, and they're wearing the same exact thing. Sonya's still wearing her I just got taken advantage of outfit. And they're all chanting. They're all excited. There's a bunch of schoolboys and little monk boys running around. They're all little
outfits.
Kids.
They're like, we've got enough money in our budget for two different styles of outfits.
Yeah, so there's like 200 kids in red robes and 200 kids in white t-shirts and shorts. So they look like schoolboys and
everybody's
monks.
Running around with blue flags.
And there's no adults.
Happy.
They're all kids.
Yeah.
And they have blue and white flags. They're waving them around. They're all excited. Like, yeah, we did it. And then all of a sudden, Dr. Claw comes back again.
Yeah.
And a fucking white tower explodes.
Yeah.
And it's Shang Tsung. Or not Shang Tsung, fucking Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn, yeah.
And
I don't know. The Emperor. What did he say? Anyway, he's like,
what the fuck he says.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah,
I'll get you.
Yeah, I'll get you, Gadget.
I'll get you, Gadget. Next time.
Yeah, so then they're like.
Sets it up for the sequel.
Sets it up for the next movie. And that's the end.
The end. Roll credits.
Roll the credits with the Mortal Kombat music announcing everyone's name. In case you weren't familiar with the characters in this movie or the video game.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Jax.
Reptile.
Sonya.
Liu Kang.
Mortal Kombat! The soundtrack in this movie is awesome. I don't care what anybody says. There's a reason why it went platinum
in
10 days.
It went platinum in 10 days. Bands can't even do that now.
Dude.
And that was when cassettes were around.
Hell yeah, man.
Like,
I still have the cassette.
Platinum cassettes.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Hell yeah.
But anyway.
My brother had a CD. I had the cassette.
Right? I think I had the CD for both movies.
Yeah.
Because Annihilation had a soundtrack too, and it was terrible, I think. But I had it anyway. That movie's terrible, by the way. We're not doing that one ever.
No. How do you think this one holds up?
It doesn't. Like,
If you love the games.
If you love the games in this movie, go for it.
Hell yeah.
It's, you can tell it's 90s as fuck.
Dude, it is so 90s. Just look at the pants, man.
I fell asleep watching it the first time by myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I was watching it to get ready for the show, and I fell asleep like halfway through. I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this movie because it's boring.
I don't know. I watched it twice today, and I was into it.
There you go.
I watched it this morning.
The second time when we watched it tonight, I was into it. It was cool.
It's the kind of thing you have to watch it with somebody. Yeah.
If you're watching a fighting movie by yourself, it's boring.
Yeah.
But I give it 3 out of 5 beards. Like, I can't give it 5 beards. I can't rock it like Batman.
No, I can give it 3.5, 4. You know? Yeah. It has more beards in it than Batman.
Yeah. The beard count for this movie had actual beards.
Yeah, let's break it down. Let's go to the beard count.
We got, for the beard count this week, we have Kano. Kano had a fancy beard.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, scruffy or anything. It was real short, and it was shaped, like, pointy.
I would expect it to be a little dirtier, because he's such a dirty, greasy
guy. Yeah, he's a dirty, greasy guy, but he has spiked up hair and, like, a fancy beard.
Yeah.
And the rest of him is greasy and sweaty and gross. Then we get the Steven Spielberg lookalike during the Johnny Cage. The director looks just like Steven Spielberg, and he has a Steven Spielberg beard. He's got like the scruff beard kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we get Johnny's agent or trainer after that. He kind of has a George Lucas beard with like no neck or no chin. He's like all neck with beard.
Yeah.
Then we get in the land of statues, in the scene where Johnny says he's going to fight Goro, in the foreground, we have an Aragorn statue from Lord of the Rings. Yeah,
one of the statues has a beard.
That statue has a beard.
The statue has a beard.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta respect when they actually put statues on beard. You know,
Beards on statues.
There was a beard under there. You didn't see it?
And then we have Crazy Cornrow Fighter, the Tiger Punch. He had a pedophile stash. Yeah, like, just a little thin
weird pencil mustache.
Like, he was growing it, like, 2 days before and forgot to shave it off in the movie, and they're like, eh, keep it, it's fine.
Keep it on, yeah.
And then the thousand souls that he fought, 4 of them had beards. Yeah. There was a beard, a goatee, a Fu Manchu, and a long goatee.
Hell yeah.
And that's
a variety. It's a fine variety of facial hair.
Yeah, it wasn't all mustaches, which is cool. It's actual beards.
If any of you out there noticed any more beards that we didn't mention, just send us a line.
Send us an email at the end of the show. The email address is there, Facebook. It's all there. Because I don't want to say it every week, so we pre-recorded it, which is the smart thing to do.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, so this was episode 2, Mortal Kombat 1995. Next week, we're going to watch the original Predator movie.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So yeah. I can't fucking wait for that. So
I'm stoked right up for it.
So if you guys want to get ready for the next episode, watch Predator, the original, not the remake with Adrian Brody.
Yeah, none of these crappy remakes.
They're done.
The real deal, the original Schwarzenegger Predator.
Yes.
First one.
So that's it for this week. I'm Ricky Piven.
I'm Shane Reich.
Watch some fucking movies, grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.